Most Albany Common Council incumbents weathered the Democratic primary last week and now move ahead to the November election. In the first ward, first-term Common Councilor Sonia Frederick held off challenger Scott Manarino, but the Conservative will appear on the Republican line in the fall. In the second ward, Councilor Derek Johnson turned back a challenge by Lovett Branch. Councilor Joyce Love held on to the third ward seat, bucking calls for her ouster after she voted against a citywide ban of police use of tear gas and rubber bullets. On a Zoom session in May, Love recounted how she experienced tear gas firsthand June 1, 2020, during a period of civil unrest in Albany tied to the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police.
I do think tear gas needs to be phased out. I really do. I've got hit with that tear gas that night. And again, my sight has not came back yet. And it'll be a year next month. I'm still dealing with my breathing because I have crystals in my lungs from the tear gas. I am still suffering from this. But again, I don't want to see them open fire on the poor neighborhoods. And this is what's going to happen.
Love will face Republican Vashon McIntyre in the fall. Fourth Ward Councilor Kelly Kimbrough ran unopposed. In the fifth ward, Councilor Jamel Robinson defeated Wilmer Lawson. Gabriella Romero won the primary for the open 6th Ward Council seat over Jeff Mayo and Susan Petto. Romero says a big part of her campaign platform involved police reform and changing the way people see public safety, ideas inspired by her work as a public defender.
My parents were lifelong unionized state workers, and they kind of raised me to emphasize public service and being involved in your community. I really was invigorated to run over this past summer with the kind of social justice and civil rights movements that gained a lot of momentum after the murder of George Floyd.
Romero promises she'll continue to meet with residents on their doorsteps.
Really just listening to them and the stories that they have and sharing experiences about why we love this neighborhood and why we love the city.
Current 6th Ward Councilor Richard Conte, elected in 1997, is one of 5 senior council members who are not running for another term this year. The other 4 are 7th Ward Councilor Kathy Fahey, the 9th Ward's Judy Duché, Mike O'Brien of the 12th Ward, and Joe Igo in the 14th. The race for the Ward 7 seat will be determined by absentee ballots. There was a close finish between Violetta DeRosa and Sergio Adams, with former Albany County legislator Brian Scavo a distant third. Adams made an unsuccessful run for the seat in 2017.
I decided to run this race because as a resident living in the city of Albany, I realized over the course of years that housing was a huge issue for me. And when I looked at the housing situation in the city of Albany, it made me remember much of my childhood of having issues with housing, instability, being unhoused for several years.
DeRosa describes herself as a progressive Democrat who has always marched for change.
Our children are the future of our community, and I want to work to secure our youth programs and use a collaborative approach to build partnerships with community groups and nonprofits that serve our children and to increase opportunity for all of Albany's young people. You know the saying, see something, say something? Well, I say see something, do something. I want us to have less talk and more action.
8th Ward Councilor Jack Flynn ran unopposed. In the 9th Ward, Megan Keegan defeated Jolynn Gallagher and will be challenged in November by Conservative Robert Porter. Councilor Owusu Anane was not challenged for the 10th Ward seat, and in the 11th, Councilor Alfredo Ballarin defeated Luis Williams. Edward Hyde Clark ran unopposed in Ward 12 and faces off against Conservative Robert Hammer in the general election. Ginny Farrell was unopposed in the 13th. In the 14th Ward, Deb Rosenzimmer beat Celia Evers. In the 15th Ward, Tom Hoey ran unopposed and faces Republican Joseph Kilmer in the fall. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.